Hey everyone, I'm Denwe and I'm really excited to share this project with you all. Nice to see such a packed room. The inspiration for the project is tools like Etherpads or HedgeDoc or CryptPad, which I really love to use, like for like taking notes during a meeting or to like write a draft of a blog post with another person together. But one thing that bugged me about it is that you cannot write code with it together, right? It's only for text. And also, if you kind of need an internet connection. So once you're offline, you cannot access this information anymore. And there are tools to work around like that. For example, several like text editors have plugins. This is a plugin called LiveShare for VS Code, which allow you to like collaboratively edit code together, like files that are on your local machine. But this is a proprietary plugin, and like the protocol is not open, so your friends who use NeoVim or something cannot really join, which sucks. So obviously, we need something better. And that's why I started the EtherSync project, which is an editor-agnostic open source tool and protocol for editing local text files together. I'm not doing this alone, but I did it with a friend, Somit or Moritz. We like built most of the stuff we will show you. I will show you last year together with funding from NLNet. And yeah, I only have 10 minutes, but I will like try to show you as much as possible about it. Here's what we have and how it works. The idea is based around like connecting directories, project directories. So to make a connection with another person, you would like go in your like directory of code or something, and then say ethersync daemon, which like starts a daemon and then shows you the connecting command others can use to connect with you. So the other person would run ethersync daemon and provide a peer like in their project directory, and after that, these two directories are now magically synchronized, and like files that appear in one directory also appear in the other one. And if you start opening a text file, you can like start real-time collaboration in it. I have a little video. Let's see if this works. Right. So you can see on the left side, there's a NeoVim instance running and editing a text file. And on the right, you have a VS Code. And yeah, you can edit this content together over the network. And also, you can like see other people's cursors in this text, right? This works like both with like VS Code's multi-cursor feature, for example, and also with NeoVim's block cursors. This will be transmitted to the other connected people. Right now, we have plugins for NeoVim and VS Code. This is what the VS Code plugin looks like in this extension store, for example. And more plugins are coming up. I will show you later. The daemon synchronizes entire project, so it's not only for a single file, but it's for like the entire directory and its subdirectories, which makes a lot of sense if you're editing code. You can not only use like text editors, but you can also use external tools. Sometimes you have cases where like it's part of your workflow to, I don't know, use the cargo command to change your cargo toml file or something, and then it would be inconvenient if you like had to do this in your editor without this external tool. So here's a demo of someone having a file open in NeoVim at the left side, and at the right, you have like this terminal session where the person starts like editing this file. Let's see. So here we are appending something from the command line to the file, and over the network, this content change is also picked up and edited into NeoVim. Also, if you sort the content for some reason, it's translated over, which is like very convenient for ourselves developing this. And the tool, now I drop this keyword, is local first. So you always have full access to the content, even if you go offline, right? This is like important if you drive through a tunnel and a train or something, and then you want to keep coding on it and then resynchronize later once you can reconnect to your peer. So now you might be wondering, Are they using CRDTs? Yes, we are, of course. This is like, if you have never heard of it, I don't have time to like go into how it works. It's like an algorithm called conflict-free replicated data types, which is very convenient for like making having a situation where both parties can edit, and then once they connect it, it kind of automatically fits together again. But check out other talks if you are curious how that works exactly. And yeah, we're doing peer-to-peer connections, so you don't have to trust the central server. How does it work? Let's look a little bit into that. We wrote the daemon in Rust, and the plugins in